This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randall. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Just days after 8 people tragically lost their lives at Travis Scott's AstroWorld Festival, new reports are now revealing that Travis was actually warned about the crowd's energy as officials expressed concerns prior to the show. Let's get into it.
Oh man, I went to the gym this week and I heard a few people at the gym kind of defending Travis Scott, and it was just one of those moments where I'm like, oh yeah, this humanity that we wanted at the Travis Scott show where humans would live, this idea of humanity does not exist. Because when you hear people at the gym defending Travis, you're like, that's why issues happened at the Travis show, because not every person is a good person, including Travis.
Millions of Travis Scott fans around the world have been at a complete loss for words.
They really have been, because everybody always painted Travis as what a wonderful father he is, what a wonderful husband he is, or boyfriend or whatever, but he had a kid with Kylie. And then now it's like he was watching his little peasants of fans just die in front of him as he was the devil.
Following Friday night's events during the Houston-based festival that resulted in 8 deaths and hundreds of injuries, others can't help but question what exactly went wrong.
A lot of things went wrong.
And what could have been done to prevent 8 people from losing their lives and leaving so many others injured while wanting simply to enjoy a musical show?
Let's be real here. There's really nothing musical about Travis Scott. I'm sorry the people died. I'm sorry the people went through all the PTSD that will be there forever and ever. But there was nothing musical about Travis Scott.
But as more details continue to come to light, it seems there were actually many concerns about the crowd's energy prior to the AstroWorld Festival.
Yeah, if you watch a lot of the TikTok videos, a lot of the YouTube footage, what you'll see is like there was this weird, evil, demonic energy coming from his show. It was frightening.
Even beginning. Before we get into it, we just wanted to issue a trigger warning.
Oh, enough of the trigger warnings. This is real life. People died. It's not like it's a TV show showing sex where it's like scripted and fictional. This is real life. Oh, but we need a trigger warning.
festival even beginning? Before we get into it, we just wanted to issue a trigger warning, as this story contains details of a mass casualty incident and scenes of emotional distress.
Yeah, imagine being one of the people at the show that almost dies, and there's news talking about how they almost died, and there's like, we need to make sure that everyone is comfortable about the fact that people die, and that every single human that's ever going to live will die, but we're kind of hiding behind it. Trigger warning? There wasn't a trigger warning before 9/11. It wasn't like they were showing CNN footage on September 11th, 2001. And it was like, update, breaking news. The towers are falling. This is just for viewers over 10 and older. No. Until recently, trigger warnings did not exist. I get if you're triggered by something in class, you can leave. But when it's something going on with the news, you probably need to be triggered by that because it's real life. People died at a concert. We suppress death. I don't like thinking about it. It gives me anxiety attacks, but I'm saying this whole thing of trigger warnings about things that are real life, get the hell out of here.
So please only continue watching if you feel comfortable doing so.
Which is what they were going to do anyway. It wasn't like you had to tell somebody, hey, if you feel uncomfortable, quit watching. They would have done that anyway.
TMZ reported on Monday that Houston Police Chief Troy Finner was so concerned about crowd control at the Astroworld Festival, he went to Travis Scott's trailer to express concern over the energy in the crowd.
Oh yeah, Travis Scott's totally going to answer the door. Dude, the cops are here. Yeah, which rapper, which artist, who in their right mind, even a normal everyday civilian, when there's a cop knocking at your door, you might answer it. Maybe. Why did they think that was going to work? They're just going to go to his tent while he's getting a BJ from some side chick and Kylie's watching and he's smoking a blunt. Cops are here. Let me just quit doing everything I'm doing right now to go talk to the authorities. That is the most weak, easy, simple-minded way to get that problem done. That's just like them. It's like that guy that ran during the Parkland shootings 4 years ago. Can't believe that was 4 years ago. And there was that one security guard that ran away and just said, hey, I tried. That's essentially what this cop did. We knocked on the door of Travis Scott. He didn't answer. Somebody who watched his fans die wouldn't answer the door for the authorities. What a concept. Travis, can you? You get the point.
The chief had reportedly observed that the energy in anticipation of the festival had been escalating for months, in which he attributed the energy to multiple factors, including the pandemic, the fact that tickets went for hundreds of dollars, and the event itself had a history of crowds that were difficult to control.
Yeah, I love all the news media probably didn't really know that much about Travis Scott, and they really loved letting us know. I mean, it's a good point to bring it up, but that in Little Rock, he had the incident, and he was inciting a riot in Chicago, pretty much what happens every night in Chicago. So pretty much this guy always brings to the party. He's crazy and wild. He's edgy. He's a creep.
The New York Times reported that the chief and Travis knew each other personally, which is why he felt comfortable expressing his concern.
And the cop's like, yeah, I buy weed from him.
Even fans who didn't attend the festival witnessed disturbing footage of stampeding concert goers knocking down barriers to enter the premises as well as bypassing checkpoints.
It sounds healthy. Number two, they were running to get merchandise. Yeah. My dad gave me $300. I'm going to spend 70 on t-shirts I'll wear once.
Sources close to Travis revealed to TMZ that he was never officially forced to pull the plug on the show and was also apparently never told to stop the show.
You know what this is? This is proof that humans are garbage. You know what I mean? There's enough humans out there that are good people that you can really get down with, but there are a lot of human beings that are scumbags. Live Nation for allowing all of this to happen. Travis Scott. The Kardashians for not doing anything. Can't believe I just said Kardashian. Literally, listen to me. Watch for your own back. Watch for your own life. When you are out and about, nobody is ever going to give you the easy way. And this goes with anything in life. You always have to watch for your best interests. That's why when I went to the Jack Harlow show 2 months ago, I was all the way in the way. I was all in the back. I was all the way in the back. And my girlfriend was like, hey, don't you want to be more in the show, hanging out? I'm like, no. I like seeing everything so I know when to leave. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always conscious of where I'm at. And I don't think people were like that at the Travis Scott show.
Before 10:10 p.m., which was reportedly over an hour after the show began.
Oh, man, 1 hour of that garbage music. I mean, besides, oh, you open up the antidote. Poppy pills is all we know. I mean, literally, besides that, all his music sucks.
Travis claimed that due to the major pyrotechnics and strobe lighting going on during the show, that he wasn't able to see the severity of the situation occurring.
Well, then you are just a douchebag. Because he is. Also, that's a lie, because he clearly saw, but the rich and elite always get away with it. There's clear cut footage of him looking at the crowd like, oh, you're dying. But, oh, he said he didn't see it. We're going to believe it because he said it. Okay. I hate how the news protects them. The news goes, we claim to care about human life, but we don't ask any of the tough questions, which is why I'm here.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
We'll have more coverage of Travis Scott in a second. This following segment was brought to you by Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations of where you can purchase their hot sauce in person in Florida. But hey, don't freak out. Don't have a panic attack if you don't live in Florida, even though you're kind of missing out. If you move here, you can purchase it in person, but if you don't live in Florida, order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. And when you get that nice hot sauce in the mail, tag us on Instagram at Ryan Hoppy Radio at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. The other stations are tuned in too.
Devastating events that took place at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival in Houston. Industry sources are saying that Travis may be pulled from upcoming performances.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a little limb here. I'm going to make a guess. That made no sense. I'm going to, if I was a man that had money to bet, I would put a bet that he will not be doing a concert anytime soon.
As organizers reportedly have no interest in rebooking him right now.
Yeah, I would just give him time to figure out how the hell he's going to recover from this.
Let's get into it.
I think the biggest problem is he doesn't feel bad. I feel like if Travis Scott felt bad and he like, if I was on FM radio, I would not swear it, but it's an online show, so I'm going to say it because I want to emphasize it. If Travis Scott really felt bad and was like, oh my God, and he knew he fucked up and was crying, I think you could feel more emotion, but you see that he doesn't care. It's like, it's hard to root for him. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if he cared and was sorry, that he would probably get more gigs in the future. But his sociopathic videos of showing no emotion, it doesn't really help your case, buddy boy.
In the wake of last weekend's Astroworld Festival, in which a crowd surge resulted in 8 people dead and over 300 injured, Travis Scott has since released multiple statements and...
Yeah, with so much emotion and care in his voice.
We'll be issuing full refunds to everyone who attended.
Oh, how generous of you. Round of applause. Oops, wrong button, but I do never hold back. Thank you, Travis Scott. You're giving us refunds? That's the button I meant to press. Oh, what a good guy you are. You're returning money after we almost died at your concert. Well, I didn't go. What a good guy you are.
Travis will also reportedly be covering each of the victims' funeral costs and will be cooperating with the families closely during this difficult time.
Man, if I was having him cooperate with my family. Like, I'm not trying to manifest it, but I'm saying, like, if something happened to me, like, if I had a daughter who was at the Travis Scott show, I probably, and she were to die, I hope not in the future, but I'm literally saying, I would want nothing to do with Travis. I would say, hey, lawyer, deal with all this. I can't be in the same room as this scumbag leech who didn't, you know, put a pause to his concerts to take care of life, to appreciate life, because he's a sociopathic, hack, demonic, evil rapper that doesn't care about anybody else but himself. So what I'm saying is, I couldn't even have him in the same room as me. If someone I knew and loved died at his show, I would not be cooperating with him. I would have my lawyer do all the work.
But despite his efforts, fans and concertgoers have expressed their anger and outrage since Friday night's events.
Yeah, there's been a lot of outrage. I feel like we weren't really outraged about anything. Like, I feel like September, October 2021 were like the good times where, like, we were getting mad about the COVID vaccine and blah, blah, blah. But I feel like this is the rage that we needed. And that sounds bad, but it's true, because we can't, as a society, go 2 months without something going wrong. Because this pretty much is on Travis. He could have just, you know, put a pause to the show. So we really can't go 2 months without anything, because we always have to manifest something. We always have to let Gabby Pinto die because the cops let her boyfriend go. You know what I mean? Like, there's always times that all the incidents we've pretty much had maybe forever and ever, but definitely in the decade of the 2020s, it's all preventable, all the problems. If they didn't let Brian go, and they didn't let Brian go the second time, he'd be alive, Brian Laundrie. If Travis prevented his show, then people wouldn't have died. You have COVID. You have everything. We are our own worst enemy. Literally, you don't need a terrorist attack. And I'm not trying to manifest that. But you don't really need another 9/11 to rip this country apart. You know what you need? COVID-19. I'm just saying. It's insane how separated we are. We are manifesting all our problems.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
As many are convinced that these deaths and injuries could have easily been avoided.
Duh.
Many users have also shared resurfaced footage to social media of Travis's past behavior during his shows.
Yeah. Him crowd surfing. What a good guy he is. He's so sorry.
Which reveal him egging the crowd on to beat up fellow audience members.
Ah, father of the year.
Evidence of...
That girl, no. Never mind, she won't have daddy issues because Travis is going to be so present and such a good guy. What a good guy he is. He gives refunds to his fans. That is a good man right there.
Of his deeply unsettling behavior, along with the fact that Travis is too distraught after what happened.
No, he doesn't want to face... How do I word it? He really shouldn't be in the public right now. You know what I mean? Because then if he were to walk down Beverly Hills going shopping with Kylie and he didn't show any sorrow, he would be accused even more of not having sorrow, because we know he doesn't have sorrow. Like, that video was awful that he filmed. So you know his lawyer said, hey, Travis, I know you want to keep living life because you don't view this as a big deal because you're a sociopath and a self-centered rapper, but it is a big deal. I think we need you to lay low for a few minutes. Thank you.
And has since caused him to pull out of his upcoming headlining.
That's the first time he's ever pulled out. Am I right? Oh, what a douchebag. So yeah, he's getting dropped from upcoming performances. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Literally, like I said, the first time he's ever pulled out. And I don't get guys that don't pull out. You know what I mean? Like, sure, it feels good, but it's not necessary.
A man claiming to be Travis Scott's ex-manager has just come forward.
Yeah, alleging what a transition.
That he saw the Astroworld tragedy coming after putting Travis on blast for allegedly leaving him for dead in a basement after he once suffered a seizure. Let's get into this.
Oh, we should get into it also. Man of the year, Travis Scott. Letting your manager basically die? What a good guy you are. I bet whenever he's with his daughter, they probably need a nanny there. Like, I'm sure he's an okay father, not like father of the year, not an awful father. But let's say like the daughter poops herself or begins crying. Like, you would need a nanny there to attend to it. Like, if you have Kylie there, she's probably doing it. But you know, if Travis, he cannot be alone with his daughter because he just doesn't have any emotion. He literally let his manager almost die in his basement. I don't really see him going, oh, come here, baby. I'm going to clean up your poop.
As more details continue to surface following Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival that resulted in 8 casualties and hundreds of injuries, many of which have since surfaced, revealing that there were many concerns about the crowd's safety prior to the show.
Nothing like seeing fans that paid to see Travis Scott trying to jump up there begging him to, you know, quit his show. Oh, man, it's just a great moment in time. Millionaires winning and us peasants losing once again.
Not only that, but video footage and evidence of Travis's past rowdy and even at times dangerous behavior during his shows has also surfaced, making it extremely difficult for many to excuse his failure to stop last Friday.
Excuse? He didn't even try.
Friday's show earlier. On Monday, a man named Shane Morris, who alleges to be Travis's former manager, exposed him via TikTok while claiming he wasn't at all surprised by Travis's callous and reckless behavior during the show.
And I hate to be the one saying this, but I saw this coming and I tried to tell everyone.
In the video...
Ah, you cloud chaser. I know you probably have a point, but you know, he was like, yes! Finally, my 15 seconds of fame!
I posted to TikTok, Shane also called Travis the worst person I've ever worked with in my entire career of music, and recalled a time Travis reportedly left him for dead while at a party in a Los Angeles basement after suffering from a seizure.
What a good guy.
I'm the one who had a seizure, and I'm the one that he left for dead in a basement in Los Angeles.
Oh man, he has been seeing a lot of therapists, or needs to.
He went on to say, you know what Travis Scott did?
What?
He left. He and his friend Tony left me, adding, I eventually ended up at the hospital that night, but Travis couldn't be bothered.
Oh, man. Travis, what a good guy.
He also shared,
when he sees people in harm or danger, he tends to only continue thinking about himself.
Yeah, it's called being a sociopath.
Shane further detailed his former relationship with Travis, stating that when the two met, he was a junior-level software engineer working on the technology side of music, until he eventually helped launch Travis's career by artificially boosting the streams of his songs online.
You know, that pisses him off that he ain't that important.
Shane added, for Travis, what we did was fake his popularity. I programmed a fleet of SoundCloud bots to artificially inflate his play counts on SoundCloud. This told record label executives that he was much more popular than he actually was.
Oh, now we get why cloud rappers are famous. Now we get where mumble rap came from. You're all frauds.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by FitSage, fitness.com, fit_sage_fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Go to fitsagefitness.com and sign up. But if you don't live in the Tampa Bay area, don't worry. You can have Devin as a trainer through the virtual apps, the Microsoft Teams, Zoom, whatever the hell you got to do, you can always make it happen, Captain. FitSageFitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole 2 towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
As thousands are are still grappling with the aftermath of Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival, more details have continued to surface, including Travis's whereabouts following the show.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a limb and say he probably wasn't out there helping them, you know, going mouth to mouth, giving them, you know, CPR. I don't really see Travis Scott being out in the crowd like, hey, you guys need help.
And exactly how he reacted upon hearing the news. Let's get into it.
Not happy.
Since last Friday's tragedy in Houston, Texas, Travis Scott has issued multiple statements expressing his deepest condolences to the families of the 8 victims. On multiple occasions, sources close to Travis have stated that he was completely unaware of what was going on in the crowd due to the blinding lights and loud sounds coming from the stage.
Well, then you're just high on lean and have no concept of doing crowd work if you were that oblivious. You're just doing a show for yourself, essentially.
Even some celebrities like Ireland Baldwin have come forward defending Travis while comparing what happened to the onset incident involving her father, Alec Baldwin.
Wow, you're comparing... Wow, that's not the smartest person right there. I want to compare my dad to something that's really bad going on right now.
Accidentally shooting a crew member with a loaded prop gun. Ireland shared her thoughts on the matter on Instagram stories, writing, "It's not Travis Scott's fault. Any musician would validate that you can't see or hear anyone up there."
What are you, sleeping with the musicians and you get to see everything from VIP? How the hell would you know? Oh, I'm Alec Baldwin's daughter. I've done so many live concerts. There's the one song that always plays in the trailer. It goes, oh God, oh God.
Especially when wearing in-ear monitors. It seems Travis actually wasn't aware of the tragedy that was occurring just before him.
Yeah, that's what his lawyers are telling him to say. He was looking at the dying fans. What, is he that high that he didn't know what it means to die? Probably.
As new reports are stating that he attended a party hosted by Drake at Dave & Buster's.
Drake would have a party at Dave & Buster's. So how was prom night?
Following his performance.
Google Millie Bobby Brown Drake and you'll know why I go, when's prom?
Sources revealed to NBC News that Travis didn't know the severity of the situation when he arrived at the party.
That's not true. Can you imagine if that was true and he just shows up like high as hell? Everyone's like, no, Dave and Buster's. You get 50% off all nachos for the rest of the night. And also, Travis Scott's in the building. He's like, yo, what up? And Drake's like, yo, what's going on with your concert? And he's like, what? And then they showed him the footage. It didn't happen. There's not a chance in hell. But yeah.
As far as timing, this remains consistent with the fact that no one, including the police, had publicly confirmed the gravity of the events that had taken place. However, insiders went on to explain that when someone told Travis at Dave & Buster's about the tragedy, he immediately left the party.
Yeah, he didn't want to be seen. He didn't leave the party because he's a good guy. He was like, oh God, my night's ruined. He left because he didn't want to be seen in public at Dave & Buster's because it would make him look bad. He didn't leave because he's a good person.
Throughout the week, Travis has continued to attempt damage control by covering funeral costs and even therapy for the ones affected by the mass casualty event.
That's good, man. Oh, pay for your casket. Yeah, I'm a good guy. All I had to do was just, you know, put a pause to the show and we wouldn't need me to dish out money for caskets. But I'm such a good guy because I'm doing damage control. I'm Travis Scott.
But it seems he's faced with more and more criticism. Travis has since partnered with the mental health app BetterHelp, where concert goers can join and receive support.
That's genius for BetterHelp.
In a recent statement, the app explained, as part of the emotional support efforts, BetterHelp, in conjunction with Travis, will be offering free one-on-one sessions with a licensed therapist for those who sign up with their dedicated link.
So I've been seeing a shrink the last 2 weeks. My mental health is getting a little crazy, a little wild, a little out of control. I was fine, but I was just biting the side of my lip. I was getting really severe anxiety, and I'm seeing this dude. He's cool. His name's, it was a joke. No, but my shrink, he's a dude, and he doesn't do face-to-face meetings, so I'm like talking to him on Zoom, and it's not the same experience of the shrink judging you on Zoom over being in person.
However, fans are now deeming Travis's collaboration with the app problematic, as it appears that the therapy that's being offered is only free for the first month, which is something that BetterHelp has offered to every first-time customer anyway.
Shut up!
Oh, man. The hypocrisy of the world. Oh, God, it's horrible.
The collab also isn't sitting well with fans, as it's essentially a brand deal in which Travis is likely being paid to promote the brand.
Yeah, that's how corporate America works.
And thus profiting off of the deaths and trauma of Astroworld attendees. One user mocked the promotional incentive, tweeting, "If you watched your friends die at the Travis Scott concert, you get one free month of BetterHelp." And this person wrote, "This man just finessed a sponsor from a mass murder event." Among the eight dead, one of the many injured happens to be 9-year-old Ezra Blount, whose family is suing Travis and Live Nation after he was kicked, stepped on, and trampled.
Oh, but Travis is such a good guy.
Houston is my hometown. It's a special place in my heart.
Yeah, Megan.
I feel terrible. And we're just sending prayers and we're sending condolences and we're sending positive energy to everybody.
The frenzied scene at Astroworld is not unusual for a Travis Scott show and is often encouraged by the rapper.
Yeah.
As seen in this moment from his Netflix documentary, "Look Mom, I Can Fly."
Oh, hell security. You don't tell fans to not turn up at a motherfucker.
But Billboard.
Then you'll die, bitch.
News host and producer Jordan Rowling points out Travis is not the only artist to promote dangerous behavior.
This is common in punk rock music and obviously in hip hop music.
Yeah. You
know, violence, dangerous behavior, these are things that rappers are known to talk about.
In a recently resurfaced interview with GQ from 2015, Travis tells the men's magazine he wants his fans moving to his music.
You know, yeah, I want you to move until you drop dead, bitch.
Like people that just stand. Like this is a no stand zone. At the end of the night, you should have been throwing up.
Yeah, at the end of the night, you should be throwing up. Scumbag.
You're in there and you just have so much adrenaline.
Fans who have attended Travis Scott concerts, they know there's going to be violence. They're looking for that escapism.
Yeah, let's beat up each other because we hate our lives flipping burgers at McDonald's because we made a lot of poor choices. Yeah. Oh, God. Toxic masculinity. Get away from my daughter energy.
That freedom, that spirit of anarchy almost. And they still flock to them knowing the risks.
Do you believe the performer, Travis Scott, should have called an end to the concert?
On the Today Show this morning, Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena explains where he believes the responsibility lies when it comes to Astroworld's mass casualties.
Yeah.
Everybody in that at that event has a responsibility. The artist, if he notices something that's going on, he can certainly pause that performance, turn on the lights, and said, "Hey, we're not going to continue until."
Yeah, but the problem is Travis doesn't do nice things for people. He's not a nice guy. He's a sociopathic scumbag leech.
So this thing is resolved.
Today, threats of legal action continue to mount with over 24 lawsuits already underway.
Oh, goody.
Houston-based attorney Anthony...
I mean, it is good that the lawsuits are coming out, but man, that's going to be a lot of paperwork for Travis's lawyer.
Busby representing a number of the victims' families, including the father of 21-year-old Axel Acosta, who lost his life at the music festival.
He was a great kid, excellent student.
Access Legal contributor Allison Treasel says Travis could potentially face charges of criminally negligent homicide.
These new lawsuits are going to allege similar things, which is there was gross negligence here, that Travis Scott invited this chaos. That was.
Well, he did. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Getting new and devastating details coming out of the Astroworld Festival tragedy that killed 8 people. Lauren, you were in Houston on the ground. You talked to some of the folks who were lucky enough to escape.
Oh, I thought he was going to say, "You're at the concert. How'd you live?"
Kev, one woman who I spoke to said it was, and I quote, "worse than hell."
Yeah.
And as more stars speak out, Houston native Megan Thee Stallion is sharing her heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
I feel terrible. Whatever we could do, I want to help. And we're just sending prayers and we're sending condolences and we're sending positive energy to everybody in that family.
Yeah, I'd rather go to a Megan show than his show because you're going to get laid. At Travis's show, you're going to die, but at a Nicki Minaj show, you might get HPV.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah, 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 boy.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by AmirAcademy.com. Amir Academy of Martial Arts, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. 2700 22nd Street North. And that's in St. Petersburg. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
The height.
He is a tall
obviously
guy.
Obviously, women find him very attractive.
Yeah, I am.
Emily Ratajkowski is weighing in on the allure of Pete Davidson. The model was on Late Night with Seth Meyers on Monday.
I'm sorry.
Where she spoke about working with Pete once, revealing why she thinks the Saturday Night Live comedian is so appealing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like only other men feel that way. Like yeah. Guys are like...
Yeah, it's very accurate. All the Gen Xers, he's ugly, even though he's banging Kim Kardashian.
Like, wow, what's that guy got? And I'm like, I mean, he seems super charming. He's vulnerable. He's lovely.
Great.
His fingernail polish is awesome. Like,
there you go.
It's great.
All right, well, I'm sold. Big D. I'm back on.
Good relationship with his mother.
Yeah, great relationship with his mother.
We love it.
Seth Meyers is a little jealous and a little awkward and a little odd.
Sweetheart. So,
it's hard to find him.
He was also on the late night show and
yeah, you could tell that's not the answer Seth Meyers wanted to hear. You're saying he's a good guy? I never got laid like that.
Well, he's lovely.
Great.
His fingernail polish is awesome.
That's not the narrative. That's not the narrative I wanted about Pete Davidson. Why are we complimenting him? I'm Seth Meyers. I'm a failure.
I'm like, he looks good. There you go. He's great.
All right, well, I'm sold. I'm going to have him back on.
I'm sold. I love that this interview did not go the way I wanted it to because you had sex with him.
Good relationship with his mother.
Yeah, great relationship with his mother.
I get the point.
Just a sweetheart. So,
it's hard to find him.
Pete was also on the late night show, and he had a hilarious reaction when Seth appeared to ask him about his rumored romance with Kim Kardashian.
I've been wanting to talk about this because...
Yeah, I would too. I would tell the world. Oh boy, has she in the past. If I may quote the great Ray J, when you in your zone.
We appreciate you doing it here.
You know, there's a lot of people I walk by, people are like whispering and, you know, making eyes at me.
That's weird. Is that what happens in the shower? You're running a train?
And, you know, but it is true. I do have a show on Tubi coming out. Yeah.
Tubi.
Besides weighing in on the allure of Pete Davidson, Imbrata is currently promoting her new book, My Body.
Oh, that sounds fun. 856 49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. Fine, okay. We'll talk about the royal family.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
We're so urging not to read tabloids. Hopefully one day they come with a warning label like cigarettes do. Like, this is toxic for your mental health.
Then why do you talk to the media, Megan? If it's so toxic, all the attention, why do you keep talking to everybody? You hack.
Speaking out against tabloid culture and sharing her reaction to Tuesday's important court ruling.
You know, in terms of this, the appeal, I won the case.
Megan took part in the New York Times Deal Book Summit.
That sounds non-pretentious.
Conversation focused on bridging the gap in the workplace for women.
Oh, wow.
I've been gone from the U.S. for a really long time. And come back and now be a mother of two.
Oh, yeah. Us parents of any gender. Oh, we're so much better than you because we didn't pull out and we produced kids. I'm sick of it. It's one thing to have your own parents give you advice, but I hate when other people that have kids talk down to you like, oh, you didn't have kids because you're waiting to be a millionaire and have a nice house and have a kid at 38. I had a kid at 24. I know everything. Oh, my God.
Shut up!
And to see that the U.S. is one of only six countries in the entire world that doesn't offer any form of national paid leave.
That's a good point. What, you trying to leave us?
Just didn't make sense.
Please go!
The discussion later turned to how the Duchess of Sussex is portrayed in the media.
Well, you're an attention-seeking imbecile! We're all mentally ill, but you're an attention-seeking imbecile that's mentally ill and uses it as a crutch!
Leading to this candid comment about tabloid journalism.
I've read great things about you as a boss, and if you read the tabloids, you can read all sorts of crazy things.
Ass kisser! Oh, we're the New York Times. We're going to talk about how amazing Meghan Markle is. Ah, oh, you're so great. What's more irrelevant, coverage of the royal family or a newspaper?
Things about being a boss.
Well, firstly, I would urge you not to read tabloids.
Even though you spill info to them, so should we just ignore the info that gets spilled out? Okay. What are you even saying anymore, Meghan? I don't think you knew what you were saying in the first place.
Because I don't think that's healthy for anyone. Hope.
But you check it all the time.
Hopefully one day that they come with a warning label like cigarettes do. Like, this is toxic.
You're so funny. Man, why wasn't she a bigger actress in this country? She's so funny and witty.
For your mental health.
I mean, let's not forget.
I can't take this anymore. So she's so mad. I walk out and make a scene of everything I do when I'm walking around Britain. It's always about me. I never take the side road or have somebody else drive. I'm always front and center. But please, respect my privacy. Even though I'm wearing the most elegant dresses and claimed to not know Prince Harry before I met him. But I'm not a clout chaser. I don't deserve the attention that I seek out all the time by going on Oprah. Oh, please don't judge what I said on Oprah. Just go with what I said and don't have any debates about it. Because I'm Meghan Markle and I'm a self-centered sociopath.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need printed. WestchasePrinting.com. And on that invoice, tell him I sent you, and he will hook you up.
Live from Tampa Bay.
Oh, geez, that was too many buttons being pressed at once. Oh, why is this show not on the radio?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Address the ongoing back and forth between myself and Drake.
Kanye West is making a peace offering to Drake.
Yeah, because you lost. I'm not saying Drake made any good music, and I'm not saying Kanye made any good music, but Drake's music was less bad.
Following the rapper's long-standing feud.
Both me and Drake have taken shots at each other, and it's time to put it to rest.
Yeah, because I lost.
This video, posted by music executive Jay Prince, you see on the right, the Donda rapper reads a message off his cell phone, directly addressing...
He's got so much personality. He's so genuine, reading something off of a phone.
...Drake, and acknowledging the success of his most recent album, Certified Lover Boy.
Yeah, you failed, Kanye. You ran your mouth, and you lost.
I'm asking Drake on December 7th to join me on stage a special guest to share the two biggest albums of the year.
And I just want Drake to take the mic and be like, first of all, my sidekick, can you please text Millie Bobby Brown? And second of all, Kanye, I beat you, bitch. I'm just saying.
Live in Los Angeles, with the ultimate purpose being to free Larry Hoover.
Larry Hoover is a co-founder of Chicago's Gangster Disciples Gang.
Oh.
He's currently serving a life sentence in federal prison after he was found guilty of murder in 1973.
What this is Kanye sees that Kim Kardashian is always trying to get people off. And she's also trying to get people out of jail. And he's like, hey, maybe if I get people off and I get people out of jail, maybe he'll come back to me.
In Jay Prince's caption, he mentions that he met with Kanye to pass on a message from Hoover.
Hoover's like, dude, everyone's trying to get me out. What's Kanye going to do this time?
That message? To see peace between the two musicians.
Oh, wow.
I believe this event will not only bring awareness to our cause, but prove to people everywhere.
And he's a weird dude. He's just reading. And the dude next to him just kind of like, man, this video is bizarre, bro, but this is Kanye, so we kind of accept the weirdness.
This event will not only bring awareness to our cause, but prove to people everywhere how much more we can accomplish when we lay our pride to the side and come.
No, when not laying your pride, it's admitting defeat.
Come together.
During the 44-year-old's recent Drink Champs interview, he talks about his feud with Drake and how he believes the Nice for What rapper approaches his rap beefs like war.
Drake don't do a diss like an outright diss song where it's a headshot.
Nah, he just sends text to Millie Bobby Brown.
He's gonna set it up like war. He gonna do stuff like lift.
Like, I'm a pretty boy.
5 blocks down the street from you. DM every you gotta like go and you know DM every single girl in your family, every single girl around your family.
Got
it. Drake's certified lover boy album, he seemingly took shots at Kanye and the song 7 a.m. on Brittle Path, stemming from an alleged and now deleted Instagram post in August where Kanye appeared to share Drake's Toronto address.
I don't think Drake would be very happy about that. I can't play the music on here. 856-49-HOPPY. I'm going to have to cut that out. We can't play music on here because of copyright. Oh, man, it just keeps happening. All right.
Started around 2010, reached a new level in 2018 when Kanye revealed on Instagram that he was upset over Drake's hit In My Feelings, which mentions a woman named Kiki.
All right, I can't keep playing the music on here. Anyway, so Drake and Kanye are not getting along. They seem like people that would just be best of friends.
Wendy Williams shares a health update with her fans amid her absence from The Wendy Williams Show.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Oh, wow.
The 57-year-old TV personality posted a lengthy message to Instagram.
And no one read it, but I hope she feels better.
Which kicked off with her signature phrase.
How you doing? I'm doing great. I only did 4 lines of cocaine this morning. How are you doing?
Message to Instagram, which kicked off with her signature phrase. Quote, I miss you all, as everyone knows.
We miss you too?
My health has been a hot topic. I'm making progress.
Ooh, that's a good use of your show. You know, she misses being out there spilling the beans on everyone else's life.
Yes, but it's just one of those things that's taking longer than we expected. I'm a woman of a certain age, and I know enough to listen to my doctors and will return to my purple chair as soon as we all agree I'm ready.
That has to be mental health, because, like, it's just karma, man. Like, you just can't be a bad person for your whole life and then expect everyone to be like, oh yeah, I love a crap talking 58-year-old woman. Oh yeah, please keep talking crap about all the celebrities, grandma. So relevant. Am I just looking at myself in the mirror, but I just identify as a different gender?
Wendy went on to thank the staff and all of the guest hosts who have stepped in to fill her shoes while she's been out.
Yeah, the ratings are going up and up. I would not be happy if I was Wendy. I would not be happy at all because she is under a contract. So if the ratings went down and down and down, I'd be fine because when she comes back, there'd be the big anticipation. Man, ratings were really down. How's Wendy going to survive? Oh, the show needs Wendy. But no, when the ratings are going up and up, it's like, huh. The ultimate test will be when she comes back. And if ratings keep going up, But if they go down, that means Wendy doesn't have fans. Which we already know. Oh, man.
Who have stepped in to fill her shoes while she's been out.
Yeah.
Which includes celebs like Leah Remini, Whitney Cummings, yeah. Sherry Shepherd, and Michael Rapaport.
Oh, gross. I'm from New York! I mean, he doesn't sound like that, but he's always like,
I said, what?
Do I just know like the other loudmouth people because I'm not as famous as them? It seems like I project myself onto them.
Michael Rapaport.
Yeah.
I said, what? What?
Wendy also gave a shout out to the stations who she says have been understanding and supportive while she recovers.
Yeah. Don't give up on me yet.
And before she wrapped it all up, she gave a
I don't think she usually does.
Special thanks to her fans. Quote, I have heard your prayers and comments and feel all the love.
I'm glad there were prayers that were given to Wendy Williams. Now, I want to see those prayers that were given to Wendy Williams. I'm not saying there weren't any prayers that were given to Wendy Williams. Honestly, I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Okay, MSNBC host and former Nightly News anchor Brian Williams is leaving NBC after 28 years.
Bye! Don't let the door hit you on the way out, bitch!
At this network.
Oh, the scumbag he was. I almost died in the war! And then when he got caught, he was all sheepish and a pussy about it. God, he's the worst. That asshole literally would look at you like, I'm richer than you. I drink better scotch than you. But you've got a bigger dick than me. So I overcompensate by talking all pretentious on TV with the side of my mouth all affected from all the plastic surgery I've had. Never liked him. Never. When he got caught in what he did 7 years ago, lying about what happened in the war, I was like, thank God we never have to hear from that douchebag again. But then Lester Holt came in. And the problem wasn't really solved.
Williams made the announcement yesterday. He's going to step down at the end of the year, spend more time with his family, and in his goodbye message,
he said, I jumped out of a helicopter last night and somehow survived.
He noted that his work at this network included covering 8 Olympic Games, a half dozen presidents, and 1 SNL. Wow. And he is, of course...
So we're not going to talk about the scandal? Man, NBC? But that's the same network that protected Matt Lauer. So I'm not very surprised. They don't seem like they have ethics over there. They don't seem like they care about people. And frankly, by the amount of shows they've canceled over the years, I don't think any TV channel knows what they're doing.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Kaley Master Barbershop. When I tell you that RichKBarber.com is the place to go, he's at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. If you sign up for an appointment at RichKBarber.com or on the Salon Loft app, when you sit down in that chair and get a haircut from him, tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Whoa, hey! Oh, hey, it's, it's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
What are you looking at? Loser, you're a loser. Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big baby.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
So Nick Cannon is volunteering to give Saweetie some babies. Oh boy.
Man, if I was Saweetie, I'd be like, get the hell away from me, Nick Cannon. I don't even want to be in the same room as you. I don't know how your sperm works. All the babies you produce.
Saweetie tweeted out that she's ready to have some kids. Mm. Nick Cannon responded. He's
like, I never pull out.
Some emoji. So he put like the raising the hand emoji, the ninja emoji, the eye emoji.
Well, how many kids did Nick Cannon have this year?
Nick Cannon
has... It's a valid question. Harvey Levin.
Had three babies in 2021 and four since November 2020.
If you want to get pregnant, though, perfect guy. I think you get in the same room with him and you're pregnant.
So maybe you should take a pregnancy test.
I said that joke first. All of a sudden, I don't care anymore.
Now, just the fact that he retweeted. Right.
Can you?
All right, they are talking over each other. They're not even trying to have the office chatter anymore. They gave up as a show. 17 years later, we don't care anymore. Remember when that show was so like perfectly timed and one person would have the witty one-liner? No, it's just a bunch of idiots in their office talking over each other, ruining lives. Oh my God. That's how most morning radio sounds. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
After proposing to Kourtney Kardashian, it looked like Travis Barker's relationship with her ex Scott Disick was off to a rocky start.
It appeared that way because it happened.
But now we're learning how Travis and Scott really feel about each other. Let's get into it.
Oh, please.
Almost 3 weeks after Travis officially announced his engagement to Kourtney.
You mean that photo shoot they did? Oh, how douchey that was.
Kourtney, Scott and Travis hung out for the first time.
Oh, that had to be weird, man. Scott's just probably making it so awkward.
Both celebrating Kris Jenner's 66th birthday this past Friday.
Wow, she looks like she's evil.
But according to a source that spoke to E! News, even though Scott feels awkward around Travis, he's accepting of their relationship.
Not at all. He probably peeks in the window.
It looks like Scott is finally giving in, as the insider also shared that Scott knows he can't escape Travis and Kourtney.
He was in like three other relationships since dating her. What's the escaping? You're so far removed from Kourtney, you creep.
And we'll have to deal with seeing them and being around them.
Oh, how are you going to deal with it, being an 18-year-old?
The source added, Scott was taking a break from seeing Kourtney and the...
No, she took a break from him because he's a creep.
Family, but has signed on to their new show and had to be present.
Yeah, he has no other clout.
But even though he was there for filming, the insider told E! News that it all went well between the two, explaining, Travis always says hello to Scott and is very nice.
That has to be awkward for Travis no matter what, no matter how you look at it.
He doesn't want any bad blood with Scott.
Yeah, but Scott wants all the blood.
Now, the two are not necessarily besties by any means.
Duh.
Well, at least yet.
Oh.
The source revealed that Scott...
I totally see those two becoming friends. Oh, yeah. Could you imagine that show?
Scott tends to keep his distance, adding that he doesn't really know how to act around Kourtney and Travis.
And they don't know how to act around you, bro.
Yikes. I mean, it would be awkward for anyone to be in that unique situation.
Yeah, with that big butt.
During Chris's karaoke bash, Chloe posted a pretty PDA-filled video of Travis.
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY.
Overnight, the NFL fining the Green Bay Packers and star quarterback Aaron Rodgers for violating the league's COVID rules, hitting the franchise with a $300,000 penalty.
I love, like, obviously I think it's worse for the Packers than it is for Aaron Rodgers. But I love when all these like Bears fans were like, yeah, this is a legacy ruin. It's ruined Aaron Rodgers' legacy. He's done. Well, he is done because he's going to retire after this year. But yeah, he sucks, as we've never won. All the Aaron Rodgers haters are now like, he sucks. He's not the GOAT. Yeah, he's not Tom Brady, but he's one of the best ever. Everyone's taking this so seriously. All the like pro-vax people are like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is inhuman and he sucks. And then you have all the anti-vaxxers that are like, he's my hero. And you losers on both sides realize that he doesn't give a fuck about you.
And docking Rodgers and teammate Alan Lazard $14,650 each.
So essentially 14 bucks for us. What a fine. $14,000 for a guy worth hundreds of millions. How is he going to survive?
Call.
Wrong button.
I said, how is he going to survive? You took $15,000 from him? No!
Blend stemming partly from this Halloween party that both unvaccinated players attended.
That's pretty funny. He dressed up as John Wick, and that was a cool moment.
The league adding the team failed to enforce protocols in a few instances, including Rogers not wearing a mask during press conferences.
Yeah, and then he's in the liberal Midwest. He's taking all the heat.
Days after a polarizing appearance on the Pat McAfee show, Rogers struck a different tone Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, he kind of pussed out. He saw that all the sponsors weren't giving him as much airtime. And he was like, oh, I should probably, you know, do some damage control.
It wasn't exactly an apologetic one.
I don't think he's apologetic. That's why he didn't show an apology, because he's not sorry.
Led some people about my status, which I take full responsibility of.
Oh, geez.
Those comments. But what? In the end,
what?
I have to stay true to who I am.
It was the NFL rules. I don't know if I agree or disagree with the rules, but you're acting like you're above everybody, even though you've choked in a lot of NFC championships, bro.
After testing positive for COVID, Rogers' NFL-mandated 10-day quarantine ends on Saturday.
He's probably just been laying around going, this is not a big deal. This is not a big deal. This is not a big deal.
Just in time for Sunday's game.
I'm an athlete. I'm not an activist.
When Rogers...
Well, he sure came off like one.
...was asked about his vaccination status in August, the Packers star said he was immunized.
Are you vaccinated and what's your stance on vaccinations?
Yeah, I've been immunized.
Why is there no follow-up question? Oh, that's right. Anybody who's an NFL media writer, anybody who's a beat writer, it sounds so old, no one reads newspapers. Anybody who has coverage of a football team, they never ask anything really heavy because they usually get banned because then they're sending out the real truth. That's why there was no follow-up like, well, did you get a shot, Aaron? Because the media doesn't want to lose their press passes. They're a bunch of ass-kissers.
After testing positive and admitting he was unvaccinated, Rogers still defended his answer last Friday.
Why?
It wasn't some sort of ruse or lie. It was just...
Talk so pretentious. No wonder his family doesn't talk to him.
Without any specifics, the NFL MVP maintained he followed an immunization plan that did not include vaccination.
So we know. 856-49-HOPPY.
All right, switching gears to Britney Spears and her upcoming wedding. Last night, the pop star shared some photos to Instagram of herself wearing a beautiful light pink Cinderella inspired dress. While Britney made it clear this is not the dress she will be wearing walking down the aisle.
It was a good look.
She did note that Donatella Versace herself is designing her dress, and she's working on it as we speak.
Got it.
Recall Britney and Sam Asghari got engaged back in September after dating for nearly 5 years.
Oh, man. I really wonder what his intentions are. Is there any chance in hell he's a good person? Call now, 856-49-HOPPY. Leave me a voicemail and I'll play it on air.
This week's court hearing could also determine if the pop star's 13-year-old conservatorship will be terminated.
Got it.
And a source tells Hollywood Life exclusively that Britney simply wants her freedom back so that she can marry her fiancé.
Yeah, I would want my freedom back too if I had to deal with that sociopathic father of hers.
All right, and now on to Ed Sheeran.
Why? What did that dork have to say?
On The Breakfast Club yesterday, the Shape of You star admitted that he didn't quite feel accepted by the pop world.
Yeah, because you're just normal and just kind of annoying.
The singer told the outlet that when his recent album came out, he only received praise from people such as Dave, Stormzy, and people from the UK rap and UK grime scene.
Yeah, you're not really vibing in the club. No one's like, oh, please, put on Shape of You. Please, I want to hear that and fall asleep. Please.
Also revealed that he feels that his peers within the pop genre don't want him to succeed.
It's probably true, because you don't really want your rivals to succeed. You can say you want your rivals to succeed, but you really don't. Because then it's taking away a job from you.
Hey guys, it's Allie from Hollywood Life with your news and entertainment. But before we begin today, make sure you've hit that sub like and bell button for all the latest on your favorite celebs.
Okay,
but moving on to Paul Rudd, because apparently he's the sexiest man alive.
Why? Because he's had a lot of surgery done on his face to look young. Everyone's like, oh my God, Paul Rudd is so young looking because he has plastic surgery. Dummies.
People magazine officially named the actor as this year's most finest, and he seemed to have a hard time accepting the title. While on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, the 52-year-old admitted that he felt so many people should get this title before he does. Well, a few notable names would disagree there. Seth Rogen, who worked with Paul on The 40-Year-Old Virgin, praised the actor for his cover on Twitter, and Drew Barrymore.
Man, when did Seth Rogen become such... Man, I had a hard time saying that. When did Seth Rogen become such an asswipe? God, he's pretentious now. I had no idea what James is doing. But now I'm Seth Rogen. And I'm above them. And I'm going to pretend to not want to hang around James Franco. I don't know if you noticed, but I was delaying that rant because I was trying to remember what James Franco's name was because I was thinking of James Dean, the guy in porn, which says a lot about me. I loved how Seth Rogen was like, yeah, James Franco, I never want to see or work with him again. I had no idea what he was doing in the moment. But now that everything's woke, I'm better than you. Oh, shut up. You totally were aware. If you weren't aware of what he was doing, Seth Rogen, then you're just an oblivious asshole. But honestly, I'm not above thinking that he's an oblivious asshole.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This following segment was brought to you by ZRadioLive.com. The best music, the best talk radio, and happy hour every Thursday at 5 p.m.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get him up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
I'm comfortable with me. I am me.
You are not comfortable with you, Will Smith, and we'll find out right now.
This is me, y'all.
Fat as hell for Will Smith.
This is me, y'all.
We heard you.
Take it or leave it.
Midlife crisis.
Will Smith is showing off his vulnerable side while shedding a few pounds.
Yeah, he seems like such a douche, too. Like, the more you're hearing and all these interviews with Oprah. I'm not saying I like Jada Pinkett Smith, because I don't at all. She doesn't give me any good vibes. But it seems like they're both assholes, and for some reason they won't get divorced, which we will get to in a second. Let's find out about how embarrassed he is about his weekend. First world problems.
Back in May, the actor told fans that he was, quote, in the worst shape of my life.
Weren't we all? That was a quarantine, asshole.
So he vowed to change his lifestyle and get...
I'm so much more important than you. Everyone gained weight during the quarantine, but, oh, I'm Will Smith and I got fat. I'm better than you because I'm rich. Even though my marriage is just as awful as everyone else's. But I'm so self-important. I needed everyone to compliment me when I was fat.
Get his
douchebag
self back on track by teaming up with YouTube to document his journey.
Oh, we need to see the journey of Will Smith going from fat to average. Oh, no. No one gave us access prior to Will Smith working out, but now our lives are forever improved because now we get to look at Will Smith working out.
The first two episodes of Will's new docuseries finally dropped, and Will told viewers that he set the goal of dropping 20 pounds in...
Whoa, how are you going to do it, bro?
20 weeks after he initially gained weight for his role in King Richard.
No.
But COVID hit and he gained, quote, more than the role called for.
We all did, bro.
Which he admitted to be embarrassed about. Role.
I'm embarrassed, okay? We're going to keep it real. I'm embarrassed.
Okay? Oh, cool. Me too. I'm embarrassed for you.
Over COVID, at the same time as grazing through the pantry.
Oh, whatever, dude. Let's get the juicy things. Not hearing about Will Smith and his farts. Well, Jada Pinkett Smith is one.
We are pursuing the kind of love that everybody dreams about.
Trust me, I love my girlfriend more than anything, and we'll get married someday, but I don't want the love like you, you sociopath. Oh, I want to have a marriage where my wife bangs kids the same age as my kids. Oh, yeah, please bang a 21-year-old. What a healthy marriage you are.
And we just know that the road don't look like everybody think it's supposed to look. But, you know, don't try this at home, children.
You're such a douche.
Will speaking on GMA.
And all the news anchors don't want to lose their, like, cool card with him. So they're like, I have so many opinions I could share, but I'm just going to kiss your ass. Can I bang Jane? Can I bang Jada? Damn it, that one-liner almost worked.
About his bombshell new book, in which he reveals he turned to a shaman after a temporary split with Jada.
There's nothing temporary about that. What?
Will also says that he tried the hallucinogen ayahuasca not...
Who hasn't? Oh, the celebrities. Oh, I tried it. I'm so cool because I heard about it on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Once, but 14 times.
I was floating deep in outer space.
Oh, wow, man. You did a drug and you felt high. Good for you.
All eyes have been on the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial, and now celebrities are weighing in.
And I have no problem with that. That dude makes all white people look bad. That dude makes all Caucasians look bad. If you're defending him, you're a scumbag, and I don't want you listening to this show. You probably wouldn't like it anyway.
Including LeBron James, who mocked Kyle for crying what he believed to be crocodile tears.
Duh.
Let's get into it.
Dude, the killer, of course he's got crocodile tears. Say whatever the hell you want about LeBron, but he's spot on here.
Yesterday, just a few short hours after Kyle Rittenhouse, who's on the trial for the murder of two men and the attempted murder of a third,
yeah.
LeBron James took to social media to share that he felt that Kyle was putting on a show for the jury.
Duh! Of course he was!
USA Today shared a tweet that read, Kyle Rittenhouse broke down in tears at the murder trial while on the witness stand as he described the events of August 25th, 2020.
I didn't mean to kill people! I mean, I did! I just thought I'd get away with it!
Kenosha, Wisconsin. LeBron went on to retweet their post and wrote, What tears? I didn't see one. Man, knock it off. He went on to joke about Kyle's breakdown, saying, That boy ate some lemon heads before walking into court.
That is a great one-liner by LeBron. That boy ate some lemon heads. I'm not going to even play any more of the clip because I want that to be the way we end the clip. That was good. That boy ate some lemon heads.
Adele has friends in high places.
Yeah. She's also banging LeBron's agent, Rich Paul.
Now, the 33-year-old opened up to Rolling Stone about her friendship with Jennifer Lawrence and Nicole Richie. Although she claims she resisted making high-profile pals for years, she eventually gave in and grew...
Yeah, she got sick of hanging out with that boring-ass husband of hers. She glowed up!
Close to the pair, who both live in her LA neighborhood.
Got it.
She told the publication,
what?
Quote,
what did she
they
say?
Humanized me because I avoided talking to anyone that was ever famous in any capacity.
That makes your ex sound bad.
Because I was like, well,
don't
I'm not
that.
Famous.
Life's too short.
I'm very British like that. The
got
London
it.
Native explained why she eventually chose to open her inner circle to others in the industry.
Because she was bored and life's too short.
Saying, quote, we never spoke about work, which was amazing because most of the time when I catch up with someone, they want to know all about my work.
That is the one thing is because I work alongside very popular talk show hosts. They always want to hear about the talk show host. I'm like, I got it. But I also have a life and a podcast.
And I'm like, I don't want to talk about that.
I agree. I agree, Adele. It's like we're siblings.
I'm knackered. As for dating in Hollywood, Adele says she hasn't been keen on that yet.
Not at all.
Telling Rolling Stone, quote, I lasted 5 seconds dating here. You can't set me up on a blind date. I'm like, how's that going to work? There'll be paparazzi outside and someone will call Dumois or whatever it's called. It ain't happening.
Oh, man, she's spicy. I like it.
The Easy On Me singer finalized her divorce with her ex-husband Simon Konecki earlier this year.
Yeah, you know, he feels like a loser. Poor homie.
The pair share son Angelo together.
Yeah.
Their split is largely what Adele's upcoming album, 30, is about.
Alrighty, so she's just going to make music about how she's single, and then the next album will be with, like, Kid Cudi, and she'll be like, I'm banging NBA players! Woohoo!
Shut up!
Ever since joining TikTok a few months ago, Taylor Swift has been taking over the app, and Swifties are living out their wildest dreams as Taylor leaves comments on their Taylor-themed videos. Let's get into it.
No, I won't. Oh, good for her. She literally is not making any more music and is living in the past by reading comments about songs she put in the past because she's out of ideas because nobody wants to date her. And now she's out of content. I'm just being real with you.
Following the fatal tragedy on the set of the film Rust last month, mm-hmm. Alec Baldwin is now being sued by one of the project's crew members. Let's get into it.
Oh, man. I don't really want to get into it. The show's about to end, but yeah. It's going to be a sad day because he's just going to write a check in court and I'll be like, he got away with it. He's just one of those rich guys that just, you have to accept everything will go his way. Kind of like Hollywood, you know? It's just really depressing. They can just do whatever they want. Like, I would rather live my life. I ain't complaining, but I kind of am.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah, this following segment was brought to you by RyanHoppyRadio.com. For all the info on my podcast, go there. Also, quadpod.com/RyanHoppy.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hit me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
How you doing, Lance?
Great.
Lance Bass has good news for Britney fans. He is...
Hell yeah, 2006 called Lance Bass commenting about Britney Spears' Deja Vu!
How you doing, Lance?
Great.
Lance Bass has good news for Britney's fans.
What?
He is confident she is going to get back on stage at some point.
Why? You want to do an NSYNC Britney Spears tour and you're exploiting her? I'm not giving you the time of day.
Ryan Reynolds is revealing intimate details about how life is with his wife, Blake Lively.
Missionary Queen?
How's Blake? How's the kids?
They're all good. Blake's, no personal questions, by the way, but Blake is, Blake is great. The sex is totally normal.
Okay. Wait, that's going, I wasn't going to ask that.
The Red Notice actor surprised.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon's like, I'm just drunk. I want to get the show over with.
As Jimmy Fallon on the Tonight.
And Ryan Reynolds is kind of implying, hey, Blake, it's time to spice it up.
Show on Wednesday and joked about his personal life.
Hey.
I'm sure Ryan Reynolds just lays there and is like, I'm so great. I don't need to put in any work.
Hey, pump the sex brakes, Jimmy. Okay?
All righty. I'm getting douche chills from them. I'm done. This following segment was brought to you by RichKBarber.com. Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop on Kennedy Boulevard at Salon Loft, right next door to McDonald's. Sign up for an appointment at RichKBarber.com. This has all been brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. Go there. Has all the locations where you can purchase it in person, and you can order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. It's also been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever you need, WestchasePrinting.com. At Westchase Printing and at DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram.
Shut up!
No, I will not. I'm going to be here all night hanging out with you. Not at all. This has also been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North. And that's in St. Petersburg, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 p.m. This has also been brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.com. Devin Prasad, the best trainer in all the Bay Area. I am on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, Apple Podcasts by searching Hoppy Radio, HLPPE Radio, RyanHoppyRadio.com. Leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY, and it's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Instagram is Ryan Hoppy Radio, and my Snapchat is Hoppy Radio. I'm out of breath, and I'm sure you are too, but no. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to end my show on an insult, because I'm great. I don't know. I like talking myself up, but not too much. But that's what having a girlfriend is for, keeping you humble. I'm okay. I'm not the best. I'm not the worst, but I'm getting there. Hey, you want to have the new future morning show to take over your market? Are you sick and tired of every morning show sounding the same? Hoppy Hour, aka, is kind of like what Hoppy in the Morning would be, but Hoppy in the Morning would bring in the results. And I'm not saying that Hoppy Hour doesn't bring in the results, but oh man, Hoppy in the Morning, let's take over.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.